Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the morning news bulletin, I am Matsina. The election of the post of Vice President will be held today. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face India Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. A report.
The Vice President is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both Houses of Parliament. The voting in this election is held by a secret ballot. Presently, the Lok Sabha has 542 members and the Rajya Sabha has 239 members. The electorate for the Vice Presidential election this time is 781 and the majority mark at 391. The voting will begin at 10 a.m. and will continue till 5 p.m. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. For the first time, the election of the Vice President will be held at the new Parliament building. Asanyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The election is necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year. The military-civil fusion seminar commenced yesterday at Kohima Garrison, aiming to align Defence Forces missions with civilian governance for the holistic development of Nagaland. In his virtual address, former Governor and former Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. S.E. Jameh, urged participants to remain mindful of the state's historical, socio-cultural and geographic sensitivities while working toward inclusive development. He emphasised that Nagaland's future must be shaped through political statesmanship and strong civil-military collaboration. Dr. Jameh also called for urgent reforms, warning of a deepening political, social and moral decline in the state. Commissioner of Nagaland, Mr. Gregory Thejawele, highlighted the critical need for military-civil convergence to drive effective and responsive governance. Other speakers at the event included Principal Director, Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Marinila Senlem, Director, Youth and Resource and Sports, Kathositio Sekose, Executive Engineer, PWD Imnameran, and Assistant Manager, NSDMA, Rendemo Shitio. Organized by Assam Rifles and Spare Corps, the event, which concludes tomorrow, brings together leaders from various sectors to foster collaboration and a shared vision for Nagaland's progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms from the ramparts of Red Fort on this Independence Day. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of September simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. The GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from 22nd of this month. Our correspondent today takes a look at the GST reforms carried out in the sports sector.
The GST rate on sports goods have been reduced from 12% to 5%, making items like gloves, sports kits, equipments for general physical exercise and fishing gear cheaper. The council has also announced GST cuts on toys, including tricycles, scooters, pedal cars and board games like chess, carom and ludo to 5% from the previous 12%. This reduction is expected to make sports equipment more affordable for families and students while also lowering costs for institutions that promote sports. The new tax reform will give a strong push to India's sporting ecosystem, ensuring affordable access to equipment and encouraging greater participation across all age groups. Asanyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Directorate of Treasury and Accounts has directed all drawing and disbursing officers, DDOs, to update pending ENPS contributions on the nodal treasury portal by September 15th. An action taken report must be submitted by September 30th. The DDOs have also been advised to regularly download and securely store archived data from the ENPS portal for audit and backup purposes. Any issues faced during the update process should be reported to the Directorate immediately. In football, India defeated Oman to finish third in the CAFA Nations Cup 2025 at Hisar Central Stadium in Tajikistan to win the bronze medal. The match finished 1-1 in regulation time after Udanta Singh scored the equaliser for India. Oman missed their first two chances in the penalty shootout and Gurpreet Singh Sandhu saved the final penalty as India won 3-2. This was the first ever time that India defeated Oman in an international football match, and this was also a historic finish to their campaign. And India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, including sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.